Good evening, everybody. Why don't you turn to someone next to you and say, hello! Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. If you don't know that person already, you probably do. Welcome to the second one of these Sunday nights we're doing in this new series. If you don't know, if this is your first time here on one of these Sunday nights, we're running this series called 12 Angry Men. And we're getting 12 angry men to preach each message. So we got one tonight. And so tonight we're looking at the second son of Israel. This series is about the 12 sons of Jacob from the Old Testament. And each one of these sons has a different name, meaning, you know, each name means something different, doesn't it? And each of these sons' names means something different. And they name something awesome. And tonight we're looking at hearing, because that's what the name Simeon means. Last week we looked at Reuben, I think it was, which means to see. So Tom and Stacey were preaching about to see, about visions and dreams from God, prophecy and that kind of thing. And tonight I want to look at how you can hear God. You know, to hear the voice of God is absolutely essential for your Christian life. Or if you can't hear the voice of God, then I'm going to show you how you can very simply hear the voice of God tonight. It's absolutely crucial that we can hear God as Christians. Otherwise, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? How are we going to get there? What are the steps we take? Who are we going to marry? Where are we going to live? Where are we going to go on holiday? Etc., etc., etc. Without hearing God or being confident that you're hearing God and not yourself or the devil or whatever, it's absolutely vital, isn't it? So we can hear God, and you can hear God. You can hear God, and there's so much, you know, in one sense you could speak on this topic. But I just want to keep it very simple tonight with just a couple of practical things. The first one is to clear the way. To hear the voice of God, it's massively important that we clear the way. You know, I think Keena was sharing earlier during the worship time when she shared about, you know, like removing a dam to let things flow through. You know, like there's a river flowing through, there's a dam in the way, it's like a blockage. Can be the same with us sometimes, you know. And it's massively important that we can clear the way so that we can hear the voice of God for ourselves. Clear the way of sin. You know, sin can be a blockage. Sin is a blockage between us and God. It's like if God's up in heaven and we're down here and this piece of paper is like our sin. It's like a blockage between us and God. You know, the Bible says our iniquities have separated us from God. And we can't hear him. I don't know if you've ever felt like your prayers have been hitting a ceiling or you feel like you can't hear God. And maybe it's because you've never accepted Jesus into your life. Maybe it's because you've never had that blockage of sin removed, which only Jesus can do. So number one, first and foremost, before we go any further in talking about hearing God, do you know Jesus tonight? Are you saved? Are you a Christian? Have you had this removed so that you can have that direct access with God the Father, be saved and hear his voice, and for him to hear your voice and answer your prayers, and you can share with him your needs and hurts and worries, and he will speak to you and encourage you and guide you and lead you in the right way you should go, and just have that wonderful relationship. So if this is you tonight, if you're not sure that you're sure that you're sure, that you're saved, that you've had your sins removed by Jesus, then you can be tonight, and then you'll be able to hear God and have this wonderful relationship with him through Jesus. So we're to remove the blockage of sin through Jesus. Jesus does it actually, not you or me, nobody else. Nobody else can do it, not even us, even if we try. I used to get lots of earwax built up in my ears for like years and years ago. I used to do lots of skydiving and I think because of the up and down and stuff, I just had bad ears, you know. And I would often get this like weird, like deaf feeling. And I went to the doctors the first time it happened and said, you know, can you check my ears? I'm not hearing very well. It's a bit, feels a bit funky and a bit, when I press it, it's all like watery, you know. So he looked in my ears and put the little, you know, the light in there. He says, oh yeah, just have a little look and chill out, doc, you know. And he looks in and he says, oh, yes, you've got an accumulation and a buildup of the substance. And I thought, you mean I've got wax in my ear? Yes, thanks. And what I had to do was, he gave me some drops, you know. You know, you get these olive oil drops. I don't know if any of you have ever had this before. but it gives you a course of drops, like basically like olive oil drops, and you put a couple of these drops in your ear like two or three times a day for a week or two. And what that does is it loosens up the wax that's in there. And then you go back to the doctor, and he's got this big gun thing, and it's like he squirts it. It's like he puts it in your ear, and it's full of like warm water, and he squirts it in dead fast, and it's really loud, you know. And it, what it does is it blasts all that wax out, all that wax that's got softened because of the drops. He squirts it in, and it all comes out. And after the water's clear, after a few minutes, everything's like crystal clear again. You can hear so clear. It's really weird, you know. It's like you don't realize that you're not hearing very well until you can hear well. And then you realize you couldn't hear very well in the first place. Do you know what I mean? So he did that in both ears, and it was like, whoa, this is cool. You know, I can hear. This is wonderful. And someone, I could hear the click of a door, and I'd be like, oh, that's fantastic. You know, just getting excited about everything. It was awesome, you know. And but it happened again, you know. I thought, I know what to do this time. Olive oil drops, doctor, ear syringe, and it happened like loads and loads. And after a while, I was getting tired of it, you know. I thought, all it is olive oil and a little water blast. I thought, I'll do it myself, you know. So what I did was I got myself a little tub of olive oil and started putting some drops in, and that loosened the wax. And then I thought, you must be able to buy one of these on the internet, you know, one of these gun things. So I Googled it. I went back to my room and I went on the computer and I Googled, you know, how, like, you know, getting rid of earwax. And I looked on eBay and I found this ear syringe. It was called the Master Blaster. There was the Master Blaster 500, which, you know, was for kids. So I thought, sack that one. And then there was the Master Blaster 1000. I thought, yeah, that's got my name on it. So I ordered, add to basket, the Master Blaster 2000. I don't know how much it cost me. And then it arrived in the post. It was like that, you know. It was quite big, you know. And so I was putting the drops in, and then this thing came, and I thought, fantastic. I just squirted it in my ear, you know. And filled it up with water, got in the shower, put it in there. And I thought, yeah, it was. I think he squirted in quite fast, so I just went, blasted it in my ear. I give myself an ear infection. I did have made it worse. Some wax came out, like a tiny bit, bump, and after a while, I give myself an ear infection, you know. So what sort of happens when you try and do it yourself, isn't it? Like, we don't have a clue, really. Couldn't see, don't really know what's going on in there. Try and be a bit clever, try and know what you're doing, try and do something yourself. But actually, in the hands of the right doctor, it's just all sorted. It's exactly the same with our sin, isn't it? You know, you probably know this if you're sat here tonight. If you've tried to sort out your own life yourself, and you've tried to overcome your own sin, and you've tried to stop sinning, and you've said, I'll never do that again, I'll never do that again, you do it again. I'll never do that again, I'll do it again. I'll turn over a new leaf. I'll change my ways. I can do it, I can do it. You hurt yourself. You can't do it. Neither can I. Nobody can. But in the hands of the right person, only the doctor knows what he's doing. It's exactly like Jesus. Only he knows exactly what he's doing. Only he can remove sin from your life and my life. And once that blockage is clear, boom, we can hear, just like that guy who was watching football. Absolutely fantastic. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And if you're a Christian, you will and you can hear the voice of God. If you're a Christian and you don't believe that, then you need to repent and just believe that he wants to speak to you. You know, God's always speaking. If you go outside on a summer's day, you'll hear the cars and the birds and the people playing on the street, the kids, whatever, all kinds of different things. And it's all a mixture. But if you just choose to tune in to the birds for a moment, you'll hear. You hear it? They're always there, always tweeting, always singing. But we're often so distracted, you know. It's another thing we need to clear the way of, distractions in our life. There's so many distractions in this culture, isn't there? There's so many distractions that come to us at the moment in our life. Especially, you know, on the TV, and the God TV and all this stuff. It's one God TV, you know, in one sense, fine, harmless. In another sense, can be unhelpful. You know, 2 Timothy says, sometime people will turn aside from sound doctrine and listen to a great number of teachers until they hear whatever their itching ears want to hear. There's all kinds of stuff you can listen to and look over here, see what this person says about this, see what this person says about that, see what that teacher says about this, see what this teacher says about that topic, or them, or them, or them. So many voices, actually, can be very confusing and unhelpful. I often sort of wonder why, you know, I'm sure you agree with me, the fact that Jesus came to this earth in the perfect time. Are you with me on that? There's no mistakes, is there? God sent Jesus to this earth in his perfect timing. I often wonder why it wasn't in the technology era, do you? I wonder why he didn't come now, you know, when there's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these things. Interesting, isn't it? He came in a time when that wasn't around for some reason. Sure, he knows what he's doing. So many distractions. And, you know, we can choose to tune in, to hear the voice of God and believe it. And if we've been saying lies like, oh, I can't hear God, he doesn't really speak to me, then we can repent of that, clear that blockage of that sin, and then we can hear God clearly again for us. It's easy, we just need to tune into him. Just like if you sat in a room, you know, there's the TV on, there's lots of people. People are talking, there's a couple of people talking over here, there's 3 people talking there, there's someone talking to himself over there. You know, there's the TV's on, it's like, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I can sort of be in one conversation, nodding along, and then the next thing I'm like listening to the football on the TV and I've drifted, you know. And listening to the football and then I'm like eavesdropping on the conversation over there. And then you turn back to your original conversation and they're like, so what do you think? I was like, yeah, definitely. Really? No, definitely not, you know. We can choose to tune into the voice of God by clearing the way of distractions and, you know, asking God to speak to us. It sounds like such a simple thing, but how often do you ask, you know? Specifically, detail, reality. God, will you speak to me, please, about this particular thing? I need this car. I need this amount of money. I need to know whether it's right that I buy this house. I need to know whether it's right. Is this relationship right for me? God, is this relationship something from you or is it not? Please speak to me. Please make it clear. Ask him specifically. You know, so often we can wander through life and say, oh, maybe I'm hearing God, maybe that was God, maybe that was God. But if you've never asked specifically, you know, it's a bit hazy, isn't it? But if you're in that relationship, that conversation, where you're asking him questions and asking him for direction, then you'll hear more clearly, more accurately as well. Yeah, you'll hear something. Boom, oh yeah, that's fantastic. I was just asking about that and God spoke to me. So to ask him and he'll speak to you. Number one, clear the way. And secondly, obviously, reading your Bible. You can hear God by reading the Bible. Very simple, but how often do you actually do it? How often do you ask God to speak to you and sit down and open your Bible, give him that time, reading, waiting for him to speak to you through his word? You know, reading the Bible can be very hard work without the Holy Spirit. I wonder if you feel like this. Maybe you've tried to read the Bible, or in the past, if you've ever felt like that, you know, this is hard work. I'm just trying to do the right thing, but it's just, oh, you know, it's so hard. But actually, with the help of the Holy Spirit, he can bring that to life for you. And God can speak his words of life to you through the Holy Spirit. It's like trying to watch a film in 3D without your 3D glasses on. I remember the first time I went to watch Avatar in 3D. Absolutely fantastic, you know. And you're sitting there and the credits are on and you're watching it. And I remember at one time I took the glasses off at the beginning of the film. And it was just like, yeah, you can follow it. You know, I know what's going on. Yeah, it's a good film. It's fine. Bit hard work, like squinting a bit. Not masses of fun. I can follow the story, though. But when you put those 3D glasses on, just a little switch, boom, colour, 3D, absolutely fantastic. And there's little birds flying past you. Wow. Weird blue people walking around half naked. Whoa, walking right past you, you know. Helicopters flying around. You're in it, you know. You're in it, you're living it. It's wonderful. It's just easy and fun. Maybe you're struggling to read the Bible and you're struggling to hear God through reading his word. Then I'd encourage you to be filled with the Holy Spirit again, or maybe for the first time, to receive his Holy Spirit. We'll have an opportunity at the end, you know, where you can come to the front and receive the Holy Spirit if this is you, or if you want to be able to read the Bible, or if you're struggling, or you can't, or for whatever reason there's distractions there. We'll pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will be, have your 3D glasses on, boom. Next time you read the Bible after tonight, you watch what happens. You will hear God. It will be colorful and easy for you, I promise you. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it makes it easy, makes it fantastic. You know, the Bible is our plumb line for life, isn't it? You know, right back from in ancient Egypt, they used to use in building the plumb line, which was basically a piece of string or rope with a big weight on the bottom, and they would put it on the top in the middle of the building, right from the beginning, and it would just hang down exactly straight. Bumf, perfectly plumb. You could be, the builders would build then around that. And if they thought they were building straight, they would always go back to the plumb and check it. They could have thought, this is fine, it looks straight from here, it looks right. The other side, it seems to match fine. At the end of the day, they'd go and check it. Stand back. Oh, I'm off. We're off. We need to realign the whole structure of the house. It's exactly like the Bible is for you and me. It's our plumb line for life. Its standards are perfect. The standards of God are absolutely perfect. Everything you need to know about the standards of life are in here. Absolutely fantastic book. The best book you can ever buy. So read it, won't you? If you think God's speaking to you and you're not sure, or someone's give you a word or whatever and you're not sure about it, check, does it line up with this? It's easy, really. You might find, awesome, yeah, that lines up perfectly with the word of God. Or, I think I've heard something, you know, maybe it's God. I'm not sure. You know, we have to be humble enough to say sometimes, don't we? I'm not sure. Does it line up with the word of God? Let's check. Let's know the Bible. Let's see what it says. Oh, actually, no, that doesn't make sense. God's not saying to divorce my husband or wife because that doesn't line up. In this culture, there's all sorts of shifts, isn't there? And this is okay and that's okay. And yeah, homosexuality is fine. Sorry. It's just off. It's off. God absolutely loves everybody. He loves every single person. He loves everybody who sins. He loves homosexuals. He loves everyone. But certain things, they're just off plumb, to be frank. And we can hear him keeping us safe, keeping us on the right path, keeping us walking down that straight and narrow path where many people fall to the right and to the left. Not you, if you read your Bible and know God through that. He will keep you safe, keep you straight. There's a famous pastor in America. I can't remember who it was. It was either Bill Hybels or Rick Warren or someone like that. And anyway, one day they were on an aeroplane, like learning to fly an aeroplane, like practice flying on this aeroplane with an instructor. And he was flying and he'd been up for a couple of days. And one day he said, the instructor said to him, you take over the, you know, steering wheel, whatever it is, the gear, the thing. And I'm just going to go to the back and make a sandwich or whatever he's going to do. Wasn't make a sandwich, something. Anyway, he had to go to the back for something important. And he left this, you know, pastor, this learner, in charge of the plane for a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. And he was in the cloud. And he was looking out the window. And the clouds were off, you know, and he felt like, wow, he felt like we're diving to the side here. So he would straighten up a bit, bring it back a bit more level to the cloud. And then he would feel it again going off, because the clouds were sloping, and he would tweak it back again. And after a couple of minutes, the actual pilot, who knew what he was doing, came diving over. What are you doing, you loony? He said, oh, I thought I was off, so I was just adjusting myself. He said, no, you look at those dials. You keep your eye on those dials. That's what keeps you straight. That's what keeps you level, is the dials. You look at those. You trust those dials. Don't go off what you think. And that's exactly like the Bible for us. We're to live with it here, guiding us, leading us, God's standards, God's ways. Not like this. Doesn't really make sense at the moment to me and the culture and this and that. We're to live with it here and keep it right in front of us all the time and check what's right by God with his word. His word is a light, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. You know, you can read the Bible. It's absolutely fantastic for our direction. And, you know, God can, you know, when you read the Bible, there's just awesome stories in there. There's two words in the Greek for the word. One's logos and one's rhema. And the logos is God has spoken. So God has spoken and he's written us his Bible. And we can read the stories and it's fantastic. The other word, rhema, means God speaking. He speaks. He's speaking now. That's what the word rhema means, now. He's speaking now. And you can read the Bible and read the stories and it's awesome. But then there's sometimes where you're reading a bit of the Bible and something specific will just pop out to you, bumf. And he speaks to you, bang, specifically, personally, now for you at that exact time for what you're going through and gives you direction. It's how God directs you through his Rhema word. I remember I was in the middle of a massive decision in my life a few years ago. I was living in a house in Ingleby Barwick that I was renting. And I wanted to move. I wanted to move out that house. And I'd started the process of moving. I'd said to the landlord, look, I'm going to go, you know, give him a month's notice or whatever. And I said, like, I'm off kind of thing. And I'd started taking stuff down, you know. I'd started taking speakers down and all the rest, packing things away. And then I thought, ooh, hang on a minute. I haven't inquired of the Lord here. Let's ask him, shall we, please? And I just sat down and said, God, please speak to me now about this house. Do you want me to stay or do you want me to go? And I was just reading my reading where the marker was at that time. And it fell to the passage in the last chapter of Acts. And it said this: for 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Rhema word. You ask God to speak to you through the Bible, he will. He can do this and give you direction for your life and put you on the right path and help you stay on the right path for your life. Absolutely fantastic. And so, first of all, clear the way. Secondly, read your Bible. And lastly, 3, be open. What I mean by this is surrender your will. Total surrender of your will to God as to how you hear him, what you're praying about, everything. Just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, I'm sure he didn't want to go to the cross when he was crying out to his Father, Lord, if there's any other way, please let this cup be taken from me. If there's any other way, please, Lord, is there any other way? And he sweat like drops of blood pouring to the ground, remember? Yet, not my will. But your will be done, Lord. And that's the attitude we should have in our openness. Be open to God saying this. Be open to God saying that. Just be open and totally surrendered, you know, in terms of how we hear him, when we hear him. You know, we can't put a sort of, come on, God, need to hear you now, please. He might want to speak to you tomorrow. Is that okay? He's God. Should we just be humble and be surrendered to him and be surrendered, you know, in terms of striving? So often we can like try so hard to hear God, got to hear you, but he just wants to speak to you often when we're at rest as well. Ask him to speak to you and just rest in his presence and his word will come to you. But to be open in terms of, like I said briefly there, what we're praying about. That's my baby, by the way, don't worry. And, you know, for example, here's an illustration. I love this stand. It's absolutely awesome. I really want this stand to be mine. This can be symbolic of all kinds of things that we want in our life, okay? But I love this stand. It's fantastic. I love the way it looks. I love the heavy bit on the bottom. It's just great. You know, I really want this stand. I really want it so bad. Yeah, I know. I'll ask God about it. This is very often what we do as Christians, if we're honest. Yeah. God, please give me this stand. I really want this stand. I want this stand, Lord. I love this stand. It looks fantastic. Please, I really want it. I need this stand. I need this stand. And we're just focused on the wrong thing. God's here with us. But we're here. We want this stand. Lord, please give us this stand. Please give us. I know you want to give me this stand, Lord. You really want to bless me, Lord. You want to give me this, Father. This is what I want. This is what I want. But actually, it's okay to pray that way if we're not focused on the thing. To be focused on God, say, Lord, I really love that stand. Please can I have that stand? I'm sure you want to give me it, Lord. Please give me that stand, Father. But if you've got something else for me, or if this isn't your will, then your will be done. That's how we're to pray. Similarly, if we don't want something, I do not want that stand, Lord. Oh, Lord, I do not want that stand. Please, anything but that. I know you don't want that for me, Lord. That's not for me. That is not for me. You've got something better for me, Lord. You've got something much better for me. Have you ever prayed this way? Instead of, oh, Lord, I really don't want that. Yet, if it's your will, Lord, then I'll have it. That's the way to pray, without any idols, praying through an idol, maybe you've heard it called. And lastly, very quickly, surrendering, being open as to how we hear God. Very often, you know, we can want the massive, powerful vision or a dream, which is awesome, which we can have. But often, just like in Elijah's case, it's just a still small voice. You know, so we're to surrender our own will as to how we hear him. You know, like Elijah was on the mountain. He said, come out. God said to him, come out. I want to speak to you. I'm about to pass by. So Elijah goes out of his little cave and he stands on the mountain. There's a massive earthquake. The mountain splits. Bang. But it said the Lord wasn't in the wind. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And then there was a gentle whisper. And Elijah fell to the ground, put his cloak over his head. Because the Lord was in the gentle whisper to him. Often God wants to speak to you and me in just a gentle whisper. It's not always what we want. Simple things, getting Jesus remove sin from our life. Reading the Bible, letting that just keep us straight and narrow on the right path. And just being open, absolutely, totally surrendered as to how we hear him. You can hear God. Amen, Stephen. Carl.
Awesome. I think God really wants to touch you tonight through his Holy Spirit and switch you on and speak to you now, here tonight. You know, we can't live without hearing God, because Jesus says that my words are life and spirit. The words that I speak to you are life and truth. And also, Jesus says, men do not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God, we live of it. And I personally get really, really heavy if God doesn't speak to me. If God doesn't speak to me. But the Rhema word, it's like Andy was saying, the living word that God speaks to us, it just brings us back to life. It just switches us on, because it's our food. That's what Jesus said to the devil. Faith's going to bring me this toy that I had a word about in the crash. But I think it's just good fun. Just gonna do this quickly. This is like Andy's 3D illustration. We were praying in creche, and I pressed this button, and this thing happened. Look at that. Okay, you're like, what is it all about? But I just, as he did that, I thought, yeah, God wants to switch us on tonight. You know, you could play with that and not realize you can turn it on. You could be driving around it with trucks and cars and not realize there's a button, you know, and you can accidentally go against it. Bam! And it goes. But honestly, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, be touched by God, be switched on. And be switched on by God, I would like to pray for you. I'm going to be in the front here getting this myself because I absolutely need it. You know, we were in, me and my wife just went for a quick break in Brooklyn's Hotel for two nights in Saltburn just to get away from life and kids. And on the second day, though, our animal was like not happy. So one of us had to go back. I had to go back and get her. And but as I was going out, Terry read the Daily Light, which said, if you've tasted God's goodness, then cry out for more, like a baby crying out for his mother's milk. And it was like, what? But there were so many more things in that same scripture that spoke exactly to what we were going through. And then you know, oh, God knows what's happening. This isn't just a coincidence, this, oh, our holiday is gone. No, God knows to cry out for more. If you've tasted God's goodness, come and cry out for more. So, let's do it now. If you want to get prayer, you want to be touched by God, touched by the Holy Spirit, get a word for him. Be switched on. Be filled with God's fire. Then come forward, get prayer from us. Otherwise, fellowship and tea and coffee. Thank you, guys. Love you.